Thursday night, the evening of the 31st, we had an officer who made a traffic stop because he had determined that the vehicle that he was behind did not have a current registration, and in addition, it also shows that the insurance wasn't confirmed when he did a computer check. During that traffic stop, he found a marijuana pipe in the vehicle, and as a result of that, he did a more thorough search of the vehicle, found two separate purses in the car or pocketbooks. One of those belonged to the female passenger of the gentleman that was being arrested or that was driving the car, and the other one she claimed not to know whose it was or where it came from. Pretty much long story short, after many conversations with both parties, it was determined that she was the one who had been in possession of that pocketbook. In the pocketbook were numerous checks that were determined to have been stolen and then written out to different businesses. There were numerous credit cards and debit cards that had been stolen and used without the owner's permission by this female, Tiffany Taylor. And we were able to wrap up quite a few cases with just that traffic stop, clear up a lot of thefts by check, a lot of fraudulent use of credit and debit cards.
What drew my attention to this case was, for those of us who receive credit cards in the mail, even credit card offers, and those of us who are expecting to get blank checks in the mail, to be very vigilant in making sure we receive the checks and to properly dispose of those credit cards and applications if we don't want them.
Exactly. If you know that you've got a credit or debit card coming in the mail, make sure that you do actually receive that. And if you do not, then contact your credit card company or your bank. Same with checks. If you know that you've got checks coming, go ahead and go through the box and check to make sure that all of the checks are there. The individual that had had the check stolen had noticed that there were some checks missing, and I believe that he had made a report of that.